Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Our conversation today will revisit emerging market equities as we continue to assess the ongoing impacts and implications of ever-evolving U.S. trade policy. Joining us once again for this conversation, glad to welcome back from the UBS Chief Investment Office Emerging Markets Strategist for the Americas, Jingchen Yu. Jingchen, nice to be on with you this morning. Thank you for dropping by and for spending some time with our listeners and our clients. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's always good to be back with you on the studio.
So, Jingchen, as mentioned, this situation with U.S. trade policy remains quite fluid. I know a lot has taken place since you and I last spoke. So keep us up to date a bit on trade and how that has impacted markets across the emerging markets asset class.
Absolutely, Dan. Yeah, it's been a while, right, for markets and also, you know, for emerging market equities included. With geopolitical tensions running high and tariffs making headlines, right, investors have had plenty to worry about. Despite all the noise, we are holding a neutral view on EM stocks to, you know, just to set the stage. While tariffs, especially those, you know, eye-popping triple-digit rates between the U.S. and China have certainly shaken things up. We don't think they are here to stay. Negotiations are ongoing, and lately, you know, both the U.S. and China have shown signs that they're looking for an off-ramp to cool things down. There have been more conciliatory statements from both sides and some, you know, likely some behind-the-scenes efforts to restart dialogue, suggesting that neither country wants the situation to spiral further. In the meantime, we are seeing volatility sticking around and EM equities likely hovering near current levels through the year end. So looking at markets, so specifically for EM, the MSCI EM index at one point dropped as much as 14% from its February peak, mostly due to the U.S. reciprocal tariff announcements on April 2nd and the resulting standoff between the world's largest two largest economies. Most EM markets have bounced back from their post-Liberation Day lows, with a few exceptions. A weaker U.S. dollar has helped EM currencies and valuations, and outside of tech-heavy Taiwan and some, you know, trade-sensitive Southeast Asian markets, the sell-off has been contained. EM stocks are trading at around 12 times for earnings, just below the 10-year average, but still way above the low seen during the last U.S.-China trade war.
Now, Jingchen, in response to the ongoing uncertainty when it comes to trade, the volatility we've been witnessing in the markets, the Chief Investment Office has been consistently stressing the importance of diversification in portfolios. Now, 2025 so far seems to reflect some of the core importance of portfolio diversification. What are your thoughts there?
Yes, that's a great point. I think the recent volatility is a powerful reminder of why diversification, and in this case, I think geographic diversification matters. Relying too heavily on one market can leave portfolio exposed to country-specific risks, whether it's policy shifts, regulatory changes, or market concentration in the hand of a handful of sectors. By holding a meaningful allocation to non-U.S. international stocks, which include developed markets and also emerging market stocks, right, in aggregate 40% in our view, investors can tap into different growth drivers. They can benefit from currency diversification and also reduce the impact of any single market's downturn. Within the emerging world, at this juncture, we are most optimistic about Taiwan and India, thanks to their strong structural growth stories and then also expected earnings recovery. We are staying neutral on mainland China for now, given the ongoing risk around tariff headlines and then potentially also financial decoupling. In Central and Eastern Europe and the Middle East and Africa, we have recently downgraded South Africa to neutral due to local budget and reform concerns. At the same time, in the near term in particular, we think Latin America could continue to offer some, you know, relative bright spots, especially if tariff relief and then shifting commodity demand play out as we expect.
So, Jingchen, as we're speaking here in May, looking out through the balance of 2025, can you share with us your expectations for emerging markets?
Yes. With trade uncertainty still sort of clouding the very near-term outlook, investors will likely continue to demand a higher risk premium for emerging market stocks, which could keep a lid on the near-term returns, especially after the recent rebound. If things take a turn for the worse, such as aggressive earnings downgrades, right, we could see further double-digit pullback, similar to what's happened in past mild recessions. We are watching the first quarter earnings season closely for any early warning signs. If the dollar, if the U.S. dollar keeps weakening, more money could flow into EM assets as investors look for alternatives to the traditional safe haven. Now, some positive news in U.S.-China trade talks could spark a significant rally. But even if that happens, of course, we need to see more details about the sustainability of any deals achieved between these two economies. The damage to investors' confidence and growth, in a way, has already been done. Risk like financial disentanglement and new export restrictions are still on the table. And with Chinese equities making up still a big chunk of the EM index, about 30%, these issues matter for the whole asset class. On the flip side, more clarity on tariffs and meaningful economic stimulus from China, as signaled at the April Politburo meeting, could ease macro pressures and potentially create upside potential for emerging markets later down the road this year.
Well, Jingchen, very helpful touch base. Thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning to spend some time with our listeners and our clients to provide a performance update and outlook for emerging market equities. Nice to be on with you as always. Thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.